Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I mean, have you tried it? Don't knock it till you try it.
I have not tried being walked around on a leash in New York City. No, I have not tried that.
I don't mean being paraded around in public. I mean, like, leashing.
What do you mean, leashing?
I have not been put on a leash, and I have not put someone on a leash. Have you done that, Mac? You've been leashed up?
Do I look like I've done that?
Max, no.
Do you seriously think that I've done any leashing? I don't do leash play. No offense if you do.
She felt tricked by, like, observing leashing. She has not been leashed.
I thought
leashed.
I was looking at, like, a timeless, beautiful, like, classic love story.
And honestly, leashes have been around for ages. I actually would argue that leashes are timeless.
Fan is off. Ashley's pale yellow shirt and quote-unquote bucket hat are on. Max eating a banana. We're just off to a great start here. Welcome to episode 4.
Episode 4. This we are recording. It's 3:28 p.m. At 3:58 p.m., I will give a warning that we are wrapping up the fucking episode because we are going to put these out unedited, unfiltered. Wham, bam. Thank you,
true.
Man. Yes, everything that happens on here goes out to the public no matter what we say.
That's
no cuts.
Mac,
no
can
cuts.
You please stop eating a banana into the mic? Like, the most disgusting food to listen to somebody eat? What, do you, like, not have another podcast or something? Is this your first podcast, Mac? Mm-hmm.
The rule book says that Mac must be eating a banana at the beginning of every... That's what it says.
Yeah, every episode, we do this thing where Mac eats a banana.
Eats a banana.
It's tradition.
Into the gay ASMR. Wait, Mac,
that's
going
to fall into the wrong hands.
Mac... Use your microphone.
Wait, are you in your new space, Mac?
Wait.
Oh my God! Stop,
does this work?
Please stop eating into the mic.
I actually don't mind it. I like that it's creating a soundscape.
Scream! It's not I am gonna have to take my headphones out. I'm not even like not
Do
even.
Do you have that thing?
Yes, misophonia.
I have one more bite of peanut butter.
Bite of peanut butter? First of all, no one has taken a bite of peanut butter ever in their life.
I have one more finger suck of peanut butter.
Oh Jesus Christ!
That's my boy. My son, you suck that peanut butter.
I don't know that that's something the father figure would be.
No, seriously, can I eat it really quick?
With.
Yeah, eat it.
I'm really eat hungry, it. You guys.
This is part of the podcast. Elena, do you want to do the intro or should I while our son is sucking himself off?
Ew, Ashley. Okay, I'm going to do the intro just so that I hear my own voice in my ears and not the chewing.
Great
Hi,
idea.
Everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Chosen Family. Welcome here. Yeah. My name's Elena Joy. I'm your mommy.
I am Ashley Gavin, and I am Papa.
You look like a dad on safari. You do.
Yeah, I feel like we're on vacation this episode.
We are on
Already.
Vacation. I got this. So this morning I was in Syracuse. Wait, Mac, introduce yourself, you piece of shit.
Yes, yeah, sorry, child of ours.
I'm Mac. I'm baby.
I am baby.
If that doesn't become a TikTok sound, I don't know what will. yeah, because I just did a show in Syracuse last night, and I am going to Greece next week, and so I was like, I need to get a big floppy hat because there's no fucking like trees in Greece. They've got like a few, but when you're walking around. Like, if you're going to go hiking in Greece, it's, like, pretty exposed to the sun. So, I got
this
hat.
This is not a fashion choice. This is a practicality
No, but I actually think it's kind of cute.
No, I'm telling you, Ashley, it's not a fashion choice.
Well, everyone my age wears them, so.
I know, I'm just kidding.
At what point do I have to, Mac, you tell me, because you're a baby. At what point do I have to stop dressing like a middle school fuckboy and start dressing like a middle-aged woman?
I think it's fine because you're self-aware. You know, it's a lot worse when it's like a 40-year-old man and he's like, he hits on college girls and he like doesn't realize. that he's older.
I'm not
now.
Hearing the differences.
No, I have a hard rule. Now that we're here, I might as well just tell you guys. I have a hard rule. Anyone I hook up with has to be out of school and have a job. That is a
out
hard
of, out
line
of what
for
level
me.
Of school?
Yeah, out of what
undergrad.
School?
Undergrad.
Oh,
no,
past undergrad. Okay.
23 and up. Like, and that's just for hooking up. For dating, much older. Much older.
Why?
What? Because I
Max
need
just,
to,
like, low-key offended. I need you to, just hurt her feelings.
Because, like, well, Max, like, well, what about all the moms I want to fuck? That's what Mac is thinking right now. Like, why can't a 23-year-old get with moms? And the reason that's my rule is because someone out of school with a job, I don't think is going to be enamored with my job. Like, I don't think they're going to be, oh, the big fancy comedian. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're going to be like, oh, realistically.
You're scared of getting used.
I'm not scared of getting used.
Ashley doesn't want to get used.
I just want everyone.
Love me for me, not for the numbers.
Kind of, yeah.
Not for the clout.
I want someone whose brain is close to being done developing and they understand financial realities. Like, they don't like.
Okay, that's the, okay, to date, that is the daddest thing you've ever said.
Mm-hmm.
They must understand finances and buy, sell.
Right, well, they've paid taxes. You know what I mean? Like, I need someone.
401k.
We all pay taxes.
No.
You don't pay taxes?
No, I pay taxes. But I'm saying, like, an 18-year-old does not pay taxes.
Allegedly.
And it's just too young. People in college feel so young. They feel just so, even 23, 24, 25-year-olds that I've hooked up with feel so young. And so I just want to be very sure that it doesn't feel weird for some reason. Am I going to get canceled for what I'm saying?
No, you can hook up with whoever you want to hook up with, Ashley, or not hook up with whoever
you want. I
don't
think you're
going to
get canceled for that. I don't know why you would.
No, not at all.
Do you guys have, like, age things that you guys think about?
I did.
And then
Until?
What happened? Yeah, what the fuck happened?
My girlfriend is significantly younger than I would have ever dated.
She's not significantly, like, younger.
Well, that's
yes,
not.
Yes, she is. She's a guy. She's as young as I could go.
Okay, so how old is she?
19.
And how old are you?
I just turned 23.
That's not bad. That's 4
it's
years.
Not horrible.
You guys say
it's not
that,
horrible.
But, like, the people that suspect we're dating, there have been, like, arguments and comment chains on TikTok. It's been bad.
The people
like
are onto your well-kept secret?
No, that's silly because, like, you guys are in the same area of life. Like, both of you guys are making similar decisions about your futures. Like,
yeah.
that's silly. And, yeah. Like, honestly, like, 23, you are a baby. Like, you're a baby. You are young.
Mac, you are a baby.
I never would have dated
What's
that
wrong
young,
with
though?
The senior dating a freshman? Like, in college, what's wrong with a senior dating a freshman?
In college, it's fine. In high school, it's like, that's so
Well, high
curvy.
School, sure.
I don't even think in like high 18, school 14. It's that big a deal. Maybe, no, it's like 15, 17, depending on what month of the year it is. Why did we go 15, into... 15,
17 would be fine.
I remember when I was like,
discuss.
Let's not edit this podcast.
I don't think Mac is saying there's a problem. Yeah.
There's no problem. It's like two consenting adults. Wait, Mac, you have to use your mic like you're a podcaster, okay?
You got to hold it up.
Because we can't. That's much better. Yeah.
She has tenderly lifted the mic
How's
to
this?
Her mouth, like, with both hands, gently caressing one on each side.
This is chaotic beginning.
Yeah, probably always will be. There's three hosts. We all have shit to say, and we're all we all get a say.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
So many of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. If you had unlimited time, how would you use it?
If you're looking to find what's important to you, what you want to be a priority in your life, therapy can help. Through therapy, you can find out what matters to you so you can do more of it.
I've been in therapy, you know, for a really long time. And I know for me, that time is the best me time that I can use because it helps me reset my priorities.
This time of year is all about fresh starts and new beginnings, and therapy can be one of the tools I like to use during these times of change.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/chosenfamily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/chosenfamily.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I'm a horrible cook to begin with, so making something healthy and delicious fast, that's what I absolutely love about Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
They also have gourmet meals that feature premium ingredients. My personal favorites? Broccolini and asparagus. But overall, Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You can simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use code chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code chosenfamily50 at factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Mac, how was your move?
Very much not done. Like, super not done. I've been sitting on my couch.
Are you serious?
Everything. Yeah.
Set up your bed. Why aren't you setting... That's gotta be the first thing.
I honestly was thinking about just not even bringing my bed over and just sleeping on my couch and making my bedroom an office.
You don't have pets.
Why not put the office in the living room?
I want a cat. So
if you
bad.
Get a cat, you're going to want to close that office... door.
Mac, you need a bedroom. You need a place to walk away from your work.
Yeah, you want to be able to separate
your
private
work bedroom
and,
space.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to want a place of peace to fall asleep. Now, my hip hurts when I go to bed. Here's my dad's thought of the day. My fucking hip hurts. So I need every ounce of quiet and solitude that I can get in a bedroom.
Right. You know? You'll understand someday.
Yeah, one day when you get
this
older.
This day, I'd be sleeping on my couch and loving it.
See, your 19-year-old girlfriend would make similar decisions in this situation.
She was actually on your guys' side.
Oh,
no,
what do you mean?
She was like, you're getting a bed. And I said, I'd get a bed for you for when you come.
Son, anyone with a brain would be like, you need a fortress of solitude.
You need a bed to you're... Mac,
yeah,
you gotta
you're back.
Work to live, not live to work.
I live to work.
Oh my God, Ashley.
I love my work.
I get my work ethic from my
father. Back in my day, okay, you couldn't just be an influencer, all right? You couldn't just make content and put it on the internet, all right? And sleep on your couch. Mm-hmm. You had to wake up early in the morning, okay? The chickens would cuckoo or whatever they do, cock-a-doodle-doo. The work bell would ring, and I'd have to go in and forge steel. Back in my day, that's what I was doing. Mm-hmm. This is chaotic. Someone talk about what they did. We've got
what?
That was an incomplete sentence, I think.
Are we going in? Are we going to go? This is the... We are having... this family.
Table.
This is the dinner table. Someone... Yeah, I don't have anything. I had...
I know. I wanted to ask you about that, but now we're like pretty far in. Maybe we can ask
you
about the
next
episode?
No, just say it.
I mean, I don't have much. I the same thing's been happening with my friends where like they tell me about their lives and then they're like, what about you? And I'm like, I don't know. Everything's the same and good. turns out being in like a healthy, happy, stable relationship then there's like not that much to gossip about.
I know. I miss it so much.
You make it sound
much.
So boring.
Yeah.
It is boring.
No,
it's amazing.
It's not boring. It's just there's less content.
Oh my God. There's so much less
chaos.
Content. Yes.
You know?
No, there is less content. I didn't realize. Yeah. When I broke up with my girlfriend last fall, my sister was like, your account's going to blow up. And I was like, no, I don't have anything to post. And then we broke up and then my account blew up.
Yeah. That's the whole thing is with these influencers is they keep adopting babies, keep having babies just to put them on their. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing about all this stuff with the YouTubers with their mm-hmm. babies and the babies are suing as they get older? I
yes,
love it.
Dad, I'm hearing
good for
about
the babies.
All this stuff.
Good for the babies.
Honestly, good for the babies. I will never put my baby on my YouTube. That's the one thing that I will never do.
Fuck no. Absolutely not.
I'm in the opposite camp.
Put the baby on the YouTube?
But not in a I mean, I guess it's kind of inherently exploitative, but I don't mean not in like a because I was going to say not like in an exploitative way, but I guess it like kind of is because it's a baby, but more in a like for representation to be like, hey, I'm a queer woman in a queer having
but like we
could... my own queer family. And I want that to be out there. I want
for
to
sure.
Be
but don't you think there's
way.
Like a middle ground way where you can do that with like a really far away blurry shot of your kid playing soccer and you don't necessarily need to have like the kid's face on the channel? You know what
so
I mean?
So you're worried about like actually showing their face is what you're like nervous.
Yeah,
about.
I wouldn't want to. They don't. If I raise my kid the way I want to raise my kid, they are not going to want to be on YouTube because they're going to be healthy and they're not going to have trauma. The reason we're all here is because we have trauma and we have issues and we need eyes on us all the time. And if you guys don't realize that, go to therapy. But I'm here because I have trauma. That's why I'm here. And my kid will not have the trauma and need to... Do
okay,
what
first
I
of all,
do.
You don't get to decide that. So, like, let me
I do get
let
to decide
go
it.
Out the gate. But
I am
no,
never
going to
get hit by
saying.
A bus and die on my child. That's what I'm saying.
No, I see what you're saying. I think I'm just more of a like, I don't want to hide my family, and I don't want. It's not like I want to actively. Use my life for content, but I also don't want to actively like keep it removed.
Sure, right. sure.
Does that make sense?
Totally. I'm going to keep my kid under a sheet and they're not allowed to go outside.
I want my kid to like live on my shoulders. You know what I mean? Like walk around. They're like always up there. I'm like,
you know they grow.
Sometimes my girlfriend will just walk around and like be wrapped around me and that's like, it's the best thing ever.
You're like, this is all just practice.
It's all just practice. It honestly is. I'm like, the
foreplay.
Baby will weigh a little less.
Foreplay for your kid. Let's stop there. Let's baby go to questions.
Oh, no.
Yep. Nope. Okay. I posted on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram if you don't already. I am at Miss Fender with two R's because my actual username was taken. We've got at Ash Gavs and at Mac Injamy as well. Follow us on there if you want to have your questions answered. On Chosen Family. Okay.
It's a chaotic episode.
Just the first question that I see.
Is it about
It's not, thank God. I'm so sorry, Mac. I'm sorry to disappoint, as always.
It's okay. You guys
sorry,
said worse
Avery.
Things than that question said to me.
Just the first one I see here. How do I find gay friends that aren't furries?
So yo,
I've never met a gay furry.
I know,
honest.
Me too. It just
that's because you live in Vancouver and you're going to LA. They're in the middle of nowhere, and that's truly. I understand this question because I have met the furries. No shame whatsoever. But I do think that if you get into a major city where more gay people are, you're going to have a wider breadth of gay people to hang out with, and that means a less of a collective of furries. Now, to the furries, I
really
want to
talk about the furries. Okay.
Yes, I will be your friend. I don't give a fuck.
Cute.
Okay?
I love furries.
Yeah.
I'm here for
guys,
furries.
I have a really good furry story. And
you do?
I'm definitely going to get made fun of for this.
When else will this come up just organically for you? Never. Tell it now.
So I had just gotten back from seeing my girlfriend, and I was walking around the city, you know, like crying. And I saw...
this like boyfriend and girlfriend, and they were like being all cute, and like I was like, oh, that's really sweet, like they look like they're really in love. And I started tearing up, and then she walked away. Just
Mac,
listen,
that
Ashley.
Is so that Ashley, is,
I was really sensitive at the time.
Just let her have her moment.
That is and, so funny.
The girl starts walking away from the guy, and I realized she was on a leash, and he was walking her. Is that the same thing as furries? That's furry.
That's furry adjacent. No, that's furry, but yeah. That's furry adjacent for sure. Definitely could do that with or without a butt plug with a tail on it.
Yeah, it was. I like
it's not
hated myself in that
furry,
moment.
Though. That's more of a like dominant submission.
But there's also puppy play. It could be in puppy play, which I would say is furry adjacent.
Adjacent, sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
different.
She was on a leash. Whatever. It was awful.
It was awful.
It was awful because it made me cry, and then I realized that I was crying about a couple that was leashed up. Like, that's, do you know how?
They were cuffed.
They were leashing season. Cuffed. It's
it was because I guess the thing is that, like, there are some people out there that are probably like, do not kink shame. You can cry tears of joy over our
that's
leash.
That's me. I'm sitting here like, that's not, there's nothing wrong with that. If they're into it, let them be into it.
Yeah, totally. But I do think there's like a difference between like crying over like beautiful love and then being like, oh, maybe this was a sexual thing that I was crying over.
Yes, I felt
over.
Tricked. I felt very tricked.
If you're leashing, we love you. And if you're not, you know.
I mean, have you tried it? Don't knock it till you try it.
I have not tried being walked around on a leash in New York City. No, I have not tried that.
I don't mean being paraded around in public. I mean like leashing.
What do you mean leashing?
I'm not sure what I mean.
I have not been put on a leash, and I have not put someone on a leash.
Well,
in
there you
my
go. Then,
sex life.
Then, well, there you go. Then who knows?
Have you done that, Mac? You've been leashed up.
Do I look like I've done that?
Max, no.
Do you seriously think that I've done any leashing? I don't do leash play. No offense,
felt,
if you do.
She felt tricked by like observing leashing. She has not been.
I thought
leashed.
I was looking at like a timeless, beautiful, like classic love story,
and
then what, I just
and
got
honestly,
tossed
leashes
into the
have been around
century.
For ages. I actually would argue that leashes are timeless.
It's like the people's diamond or whatever, except instead of diamonds are timeless leashes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. Next question.
Give her the gift of the leash this Valentine's Day. Okay, I like this one.
Every leash begins with L. I'm sorry.
L is for the way you,
no,
you
leash me up.
E Elena. Is for everyone that's watching us.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
How do you feel when a straight girl flirts with you? I'm not sure how to feel, honestly.
I feel good.
Yeah, I know, same.
I have no idea what to do with myself, honestly. Like, I really am not sure what they want me to say, because they'll come up and be like,
oh my God, can I take a picture with you? I follow you on TikTok. I'm straight. But yeah. You're so hot. And then.
Oh, shit. Go,
oh, thank you. Okay. Like, what the fuck else do you say to that?
Congratulations.
What else do you say to that? And they're always like, they treat me like I'm this anomaly. Like, they're like, can I send a picture of you to my friends? Like, me and my friends watch your videos all the time. Like, what?
But we're straight. We are straight.
They make sure. It's at least the second sentence. Like,
yeah.
But I'm straight. I'm super straight. You're just really hot. Me and my friends watch your videos all the time. And like, I can't figure out why I'm like into you. Let me tell you.
We need to come up with a response for you. We need a canned response for you when that happens.
This happens to me, and I never question their identity, but because everyone comes out on their own time, and maybe straight is the identifying word that they want to use forever. Although I will say right now to everyone who's listening, you're probably on the younger side, and sometimes it takes people time. Someone coming on to Mac and being like, I'm straight, but they're probably, 21 years old. They might still be figuring this shit out. That being said, what I always say is if I'm interested, I go, oh, thank you. I'm not sure what your situation is, but I think you're really cute. That's what I said.
That's really cute.
You could be like, if they're like, I think you're so cute, but like I'm straight, then you're like, I think you're super cute too, and I'm gay.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I say?
That's a great line, Elena. That's a really good line.
Thank you.
What do you say, Mac? This episode is funny and weird. This episode is weird.
This episode is weird.
Just let it be, Ashley. Just let it go.
I have
let
to
it
host.
Be. Let,
you know how I know. Am.
You're just like, let it be how it is. You've got two people here with you who are also hosting.
Yeah.
Just let it be.
Well, that was deep. Damn.
How do you feel about though, Elena?
Your need to host?
Yeah.
Your need to
tell me how
to
you tell me how you
how
actually feel.
I like it. I feel safe.
I feel leashed up, and I'm not sure I want to be. I'm not sure I want to be leashed up, Ashley.
We're all leashed up in our own ways.
That's true.
I think me and Ashley are just like fighting over who gets to put the leash on who. That's what feels like.
You guys
happening.
Are fighting over who puts the leash on me.
Yes.
But that's what always happens between us, Elena. I feel like we get together to collab, and it always works. It's always so high quality. But both of us are sort of like,
we want to be in control.
You understand that I'm the top in this situation. And then you're like, you understand that I'm the top in this situation. And then I'm like, you put this fucking collar on right now. And then you're like, I have a leash around your throat, like, at the moment.
Yes, you're already wearing a collar, actually.
What did Mac want to say?
Sorry, Mac.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. What you say to a straight girl.
Both of us needing to have control of everything all the time. Oh, yeah. Also your thing, too.
Oh, no. I look them dead in the face and I say, I can change that.
No, you do not. Absolutely not.
Hell yeah, son. Hell yeah.
And then they say, oh, my God, you're so right. I just haven't had the right vagina yet. And I'm like,
are you writing
exactly.
a fan fiction? Are you currently writing a fan fiction?
I'm not writing
it.
This is just the
most. And then I'm just in the background going. Good for you, son.
Oh my gosh. You know what's interesting? So.
Tell us.
You know
we'll
when,
allow space
you know
for
when
it.
Men say that, like, they're like, oh, you just haven't had the right dick yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So men say that as like a reason why women are gay, but then also men are so anti like other men. Like if you make a joke about a guy getting with another guy, he's like, I don't like dick, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, maybe you just haven't.
Yeah, maybe you have another right one.
Like how can you be so anti dick, but then think that that would change somebody that's also anti dick? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Homophobia is interesting in that way, and that it's completely illogical.
Makes no actual sense whatsoever.
Do we want to keep talking about straight girls, or do we want to answer another question? Because I have thoughts on straight girls.
Can
interesting topic.
I have a thought based on what Mac just said about the... Because I've been thinking about this kind of response to, like, where you're saying guys will be like, oh, you just haven't had the right dick or whatever. You get a similar kind of reaction talking about, like, straps, right? Like, strap-on sex, where it's like, well, what, it's just like, you're just pretending to be a man, or, like,
correct. Yeah.
You're saying you're gay, but yet you still want a dick, like, that kind of thing. And I've been thinking about that, and I'm like, okay, but just because it's not about the prop, it's about the person doing the thing, right? Like, I think about it like oral sex or like getting head, right? It's not about the physical act or the physical sensation as much as it is about who's doing it, right?
Of course.
And so if somebody says that to you, like, oh, well, it's just like you clearly want a dick, like you're using a dildo or whatever it is. It's like, okay, then why don't you go get head from a guy?
Right.
Like, it's the same sensation. It would be the same sensation, but you don't want it from a man, you want it from a woman.
Right. Just wanted to note that we got a little bit caught up in the conversation here and forgot to mention a couple things. We're speaking pretty binary here, but we wanted to remind you that not all women have vulvas, and wanting dick doesn't mean you're not a lesbian. We're just using language that men have used to us as a way to try and undermine our sexualities. Trans women are women, intersex women are women, your genitals do not define your gender. To our trans and lesbian listeners, we love and adore you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have my hands free, baby. Come on.
I love hands free. I wish they had Bluetooth for lesbian sex, because... You want to be able to use your hands as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will say that I don't have a strap-on. I've never used a strap-on. I did one time just to experiment with
what?
It.
What?
Wait, why is that blowing my mind a little bit? Really?
You're blowing my mind. You've never? No. You just said you've never?
Like, no, don't like it.
Okay, not, you don't like fair. Giving or receiving or both? Or I guess
I actually would prefer to receive, even though that's not really my jam either, but I love feeling. I love using my hands because I love the feeling. So I'd rather use my hands. And also, like, I've just
me and
always...
Mac just sitting here absolutely mind blown right now.
I know I am a little bit like mind fucked right now.
Well,
just
also,
Bluetooth,
like,
mind fucked me.
Yeah, not with a strap though.
Hands free.
Hands
only. I just prefer to use my hands, and also, like, finger dexterity is a powerful thing.
Facts.
So
yeah, but like, so is a good bit of plastic.
Elena is very pro strap.
But yeah, let's talk about straight girls. We totally.
Well, I think it's sort of related, because I think there's this whole thing that, like, oh, that I'm attracted to male bodies and blah blah blah. Like, I mean, Elena, you've done so much content on compulsory heterosexuality, so you're really the expert in that area. But I do think if, like, I've never met a straight person who was into me that didn't eventually have another same-sex experience. But, like, but there is a tendency to be like, you're the only one. Mm-hmm. And when I don't want to speak for anyone listening to this who's straight and feels that they've met the only one. But for the gay people listening who have met someone who is saying, you are the only one, we don't want to invalidate that person's sexuality, but also, like, just understand that this person is possibly on a journey, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I guess it's like sexual, like, we've heard it a thousand times, sexuality is so fluid that, like, if someone's flirting with you, but they ID as straight, I guess maybe you take that into account in the sense of, like, maybe don't try to stop yourself from forming an immediate emotional connection with this person because you don't know what it is they're looking for.
Totally.
But, like, if they're flirting with you, they're flirting with you.
Yes.
Whatever they ID as, to me, is secondary.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, everybody, when you go to a bar, everybody assumes everybody is straight. Why can't you give, as a gay person, why can't you give yourself the benefit of that reality? Like, why can't you just walk in and be like, I'm going to assume people are open? And you don't have to be, like a creep about it. You can just literally be like, hey, I'm not sure what you have going on. You know what my line is? And I've said this on my other podcast. My line is, are you gay enough to let me buy you a drink? Because then it's cute. Like, they don't have to, you don't have to make a decision about your label, but if you're just gay enough for me to buy you a drink, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, I would do. We talked about this on a previous episode. You can leave labels out of it entirely and just the age old, I think you're cute, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
Like, but I guess maybe the person's wondering, because they said specifically if a straight girl is flirting with you, they're probably more wondering, like, Max situation where this person has ID'd themselves, like has said, hey, I'm straight, but now they're flirting. And you know they're straight, but now they're flirting. What, why, what do they want? What's
going
on? Sounds
like they have, like, personal issues.
Yeah. They're like, on their own path.
Maybe they see it as it's easier to get women, they're not getting the attention they want from men, so they're going after somebody that they don't have the possibility of an emotional connection with. Like, it's almost the equivalent of when women, like, when gay women pine after straight women, you know what I'm talking about? Like, there's
you're
less,
like,
vulnerability
yourself.
There. Yeah, because they can't like you back. It's almost like a form of self-sabotage because, you know, they can't like you back. So it feels kind of almost safe in that.
You have safety in saying to someone, oh, I'm straight, then nothing's going to happen. They're saying, like, oh, I'm interested in you, but here's, like, a barrier so that nothing will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just be careful with your own heart, because a lot
exactly,
of times
right?
these people are not ready to come out, or they're not ready to experiment. So just be careful. But if you can protect your own heart, then I think go for it. That's what I think.
Or maybe they just want to flirt. I don't know.
Yeah.
Flirt if you want.
This was super vague advice from the family dinner table tonight. We
I
were like,
it's
just
such
do
a
anything.
It's such a case-by-case thing, though, for that.
It
like,
really
that's such
is.
A hard thing to give blanket advice.
I think we gave advice for multiple different cases.
Guys, eventually we should do call-ins.
I would love to do that.
Yes.
Would you guys like if we did call-ins? I think that's the first time I've talked to the audience. Would you guys like it if you called us? Guys,
Mac is talking to you. Shut
yeah.
up and listen.
I'm coming out of my
and
shell.
Stop. And she just said, would you like it if we did call-ins? Would you guys like it?
Would you guys like it?
Do you?
I did not do that.
You did. That's exactly what you did. And you were like, somehow hands-free using the microphone, running your fingers through your hair, and just.
What were you gonna say, Mac? I need
what?
Whatever smooth
I don't know
line
what
was
I was
just about
say.
To come out of your mouth.
I don't know what I was gonna say, you guys.
It sounded like it was about to be smooth and juicy.
Yeah, probably everything I say is.
Gross. Okay.
I felt Thanks how for- untrue that was while it was coming out of my mouth.
I liked Elena's wincing face as soon as she said juicy. She was like, that's the grossest thing I've ever said in my entire life, and I take
it.
Yeah,
it always happens around you. I don't know.
I have a problem. Okay, shall we determine what meal this was before we wrap
God.
Up?
This was one of those, like,
smooth
microwave dinners.
Yeah, this was a
like,
microwave
this was
dinner.
Like, you pulled it out. We pulled it out of the freezer. No one really knew what they wanted.
Yeah, it's very much like one of those chicken breast stuff with broccoli and cheese in the middle.
Yeah.
You just stick it in the microwave and it kind of just turns into mush.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't feel like we were eating at the table either. We were eating in the living room, like watching TV. Yeah.
Yes.
Barely speaking to one another.
Feeding the dog under the table. Yeah.
There was an argument as well.
Putting the leash on the dog.
Yep. There you go.
Getting ready for our walk. Family walk with the family dog.
But thank you for listening. Subscribe. Tell your friends about us. Word of mouth is important. Right? And if you want your question answered, you can write in to any of us. Follow us on Instagram. We post our stories and we take your questions. We have Mac in Jimmy. We have Miss Fender with two R's at the end for Elena Joy. And me. At Ashgabs. We're warmed up for the next one.
And next week, I want to hear week. About, because I forgot to add, or next episode, I don't know when it comes out. We didn't ask about your hookup
oh my
update
God, yeah.
from last time. So tell us in the next episode.
Oh.
hot as fuck.
Ashley just got super
hot as fuck.
Oh, that's a cliffhanger. Oh my God, I'm very excited.
I'm so ready. Okay.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injimi. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. Forever
Dog. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.